Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, this is Kenny's favorite subject in the world. Food, Super Bowl, hot dog roller edition. Music, David.
Roberts, and I get the ridiculous music this time. It's not just for David. The ridiculous music goes to me.
Go ahead. All right, this is the only thing people care about with the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it has to be. So what I'm looking at here is a list from Fox. Best appetizers, desserts, snacks, recipes for the Super Bowl. Let's get them out of the way really quick. Okay. The first couple, pizza, wings, chips and dip, obviously at the
all
top
right
of the list.
Goes without
those
saying
are the standard, right?
Well, let me say this. I think the chips and dip is very 1980s. No one's there for it. Plus, think about it. All you're asking for is chip shrapnel to go all over your carpet.
And this is where you turn into the Saban bed and breakfast is where you
there's have a beautiful barbecue outside. Don't use it.
Don't touch that.
No, but okay, example. A lot of people who can't cook, they make 7-layer dip for a Super Bowl. What's the point? You can't dip anything. It's a chip. Chip destroyer.
Yeah, I've never understood that.
Here's a dip.
Can't we just leave it at 1 layer?
And no chip has the structural integrity to survive the dip.
Right. And for you, Mike, in order to make the dip, you may have to break out the crock pot.
Another West Michigan milk drinking crock pot garbage.
And I was going to ask you, is there a dip that you're partial to at all that's acceptable for Mike Valenti?
It's not even accepted. There's one nostalgic one, and it's because of my father. I know it's pathetic. Classic French onion dip. You know the stuff you get at the supermarket?
Yeah.
Little chips and dip. Pickies, as my dad calls them. It's a pickies.
Yeah, no. The 7-layer dip is just, right, you said there's no chip built for a 7-layer dip.
They have an engineered one that can survive
At that point, you just have to like overcook French bread, and that's the only thing that can survive it.
let's move on to some appetizers here, because that's where we begin. Jalapeno poppers, mozzarella sticks. Either of these move the needle for you guys? David is whispering and clapping in my left ear.
Okay, well, David, if you have a comment, you're going to have to type. Do the AI generate a comment. I'll go to Rico first. David can't talk, people. He lost his voice. But he's a trooper, and he's here today. But he's got to sing Sunday at Corinthians Fest. It's the pre-party for the Super Bowl at Greater Life. Right. Your take first, then we'll go to AI David.
Both have to be hot, but
great call.
Right, because once either goes cold, they're just garbage, and you just feed them to the dog. But I'm very partial to jalapeno poppers, but not too many people can make them correctly.
Also fair. They're great on the smoker. David, you were clapping. You're not ready yet. Here's what I'll say. Why do you need mozzarella sticks if you already have pizza? Mm-hmm. I mean, what are we doing? You just don't need both. And given the choice, you'll always choose pizza. And I'm with Rico. Those things are good for roughly 38 seconds. And then it's just coagulated, disgusting. No. Like, Kenny's the type of guy that eats cold mozz sticks.
I'll heat them up in the air fryer because the air fryer brings everything back to life.
But David, your comment.
David's having some trouble with his AI. AI technology is failing us as we speak. But mozzarella sticks are just a vehicle for ranch. That's always what I felt about them.
But jalapeno poppers on the smoker?
Elite.
They're unbelievable. Elite. The problem, Mother Nature does not want to cooperate, and I'm not doing that in 27-degree weather.
And you really just need to know what you're doing.
Yes.
It's like mac and cheese. Like, if you don't know what you're doing, just go ahead and sit it
and
out.
And that brings us to our next one.
And just bring a bag of chips.
Mac and cheese was literally next on my list. Thank
no, you. Absolutely not. Has no place on a Super Bowl menu.
Really?
It makes no sense. Mac and cheese is a side dish to, like, turkey for like Thanksgiving.
And I know you hate turkey.
But I do.
But real food. Like, if it was dinner, if you made a prime rib and there was some mac and cheese there, okay, fine, great. But mac and cheese standing on its own, there's a love affair we have in this country of mac and cheese that I don't know where it came from. But people, like, flip out, like, guys, it's just simply cheese and macaroni.
I really don't like it. There, I said it. I really don't like it. I think it's completely overrated. I'm with Rico on this.
It's not overrated. It's just I don't understand the love affair. We've taken it from a nice side dish.
Would you serve it at a Super Bowl party?
No. I would more apt to do the 7-layer dip before I did mac and cheese.
Once again, no, it's structural integrity. There's just no chip can survive it.
Overcooked French bread, and it can make it to the bottom.
Great.
I'm not averse to any of them. Have you ever had like the Tostito, like the scoops? That'll work.
They can't survive.
Okay, they will survive.
Okay, here's the other thing.
Plus, I don't want to stand over a dip. I just want to sit and watch the game. Dips require you to sit.
No. Here's why 7-layer dip should be outlawed and banned.
Let's hear it.
Kind of how you... Let's say you have the scoops, the Tostito scoops. You have to, how can I put this without turning into a drop?
Oh, don't be afraid. Just go ahead.
Oh, no. It's, in order to get to the bottom of the dip, there's a long way to go, and I don't.
Rico, I don't like how you're gesturing right now. Let's move on.
Yeah. No, describe it again, please.
In order to get to the bottom,
in order to get to the bottom of the dip, you're...
Okay, all right. What are we doing? Come on.
David lost his AI power, so he's now asked to be a drop.
How did you break your AI voice translator?
I think it was one of those things where you have to start pay for it.
I was about to say, you get the first
just go into the general fund. Look what your uncle did on his birthday. This is way more virtuous. All right.
You're killing him. He can't respond.
This is the greatest day ever.
He's going down. It's a lot more quiet back here. Let's leave the American section and go. There's a combo of taquitos, tacos, quesadillas. Any of those strike your interest on a menu for the Super Bowl?
Quesadillas only. Handheld, easy to make, tasty, and you can sit. You can sit. Tacos, forget about it. You may as well roll a hand grenade into a bedroom. There's beef flying everywhere. I mean, come on. No, and queso, once again, it's more crockpot cuisine. No, you can't put it on a plate. And
don't you stop doing that, Rico. I'm out
on all of it.
The queso is easier. Taco just means it's going to be crumbs. It's going to be the cleanup.
Meat shrapnel.
Right. The cleanup afterwards is just. Yeah.
Look, you got to learn
taco
a lesson.
Taco is not made for a Super Bowl.
People are pigs. Don't empower them.
Because the second you bite into it, it goes everywhere.
All right, next on the list, let's do meatballs with toothpicks, huh?
Yeah, I can live with that.
A little meatball action.
I can live with it, and I know it's a very Midwestern thing. Everybody out here has got a mini meatball recipe.
Really?
Yeah, Lord knows none of these people can make a real meatball, but like the mini meatball thing, everyone's got a recipe. Everybody's aunt who can't cook shows up with a crock pot of meatballs and jelly or something.
Oh, man, I got a great recipe from Cascao.
You know what I'm talking about. Wow. No, hold on. You know this. It's like everyone's got something. They put the meatballs and they combine them with like jelly and stuff. You've seen this. This is what people in this state do.
No.
I'm not wrong.
I refuse to acknowledge it.
Okay. Well, it's your state.
It's
not my fault. No. People from Portage can't cook.
Just like you opted out earlier in the show.
You refuse to accept people do
accepting.
That?
I don't live in this reality.
I don't want to either.
Meatballs do not belong with jelly.
I'm just telling you what people do.
All right, I got two more things here.
Do you do meatballs and jelly?
No.
It's not just that, but it's like people.
David,
seen this.
You do.
I've seen it at functions. I'm telling you, this is a thing.
David, you did tell me. You did. Tell me I'm wrong.
He can't talk.
I can't hear you. Tell me I'm wrong, David. You said you enjoy meatballs and gra- and jelly.
All right, let's rattle off the last three here. We got pigs in a blanket, loaded potato skins, sliders.
Yeah, yes to all three. Pigs in a blanket are a classic on Super Bowl Sunday. Back when I was 10, that was something my parents used to make when the Giants were good. My mom would make them homemade. Yes to those. Potato skins are awesome if they're done right. I'm with Rico. What was the other one? Sliders?
Sliders.
Yes.
Sliders, yeah.
Potato skins. You can sit down and eat them. Yes. Kenny has this whole list where everyone has to stand like cattle. No.
Especially with the 7-layer dip.
Is my hot dog roller an item that would be welcome at a Super Bowl party? You can feed a bunch of people all at once. It's hot dogs. It's pretty universally liked besides
you. You know what, Kenny? Sure. I don't even care.
All right. Hot dog roller. I don't care anymore. What's that?
How many hot dogs can you cook at once?
A whole pack.
Wow, so eight people can be served.
Can be eaten.
What do you think? You got after, a commercial hot dog roller?
I didn't get like a 7-Eleven grade.
Kenny, you're not a vendor at Dodger Stadium, all right?
No, but so after 20 minutes, eight people can have a hot dog.
It's not the only thing at the party, Rico. There's plenty of other things. And like Mike said, you can sit to eat it. That's your Super Bowl food menu blitz.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything? Also appreciate it. If you like the video version of stuff and ball breaking and the rest, you could subscribe to our YouTube, which is free. Do that. Help Evan out. All right? Daycare costs are high.
hard out in the streets.
Help Evan out.
Pampers ain't cheap.
I was talking to him this morning, and then like the daycare closed because of the ice storm. He was having a conniption. I mean, he was melting down.
And I've seen Evan when he goes into meltdown mode because he's Mr. Cool Guy. Yeah, yeah. But when he melts down,
yeah, look out. We'll get to the ticket text. The Alex Bregman update. We did cover it earlier. We can give you a couple minutes on that here because I'm drawing a line in the sand, and wait for it. Shockingly, I'm actually going to defend the Tigers on something. But we'll get to that in a minute. Ticket text first. Over to Kenny because David has no voice.
It's meatball with grape jelly and chili sauce. It's a crock pot thing. That's from Pinckney Jones.
See? Places like Pinckney. You know nobody can cook out there.
It's not west side of the state, though.
May as well be.
Jelly meatballs are 100% a thing, Rico. Typical grape jelly, too. That's from Tyler.
It's just something in this state, and I don't know where it started. I don't know if there's like a legend of Michigander meatball, but at Super Bowl parties, I'm telling you, they're going to be rolling in with the crock pots. It's going to be like an army.
I think somebody was making meatballs, accidentally spilt the grape jelly in there, and was just like, I'm not starting over.
Well, turn it on low for 16 hours. We'll see what happens.
Go ahead. It worked with peanut butter. Let's see.
Fritos scoops can withstand 7-layer dip. Great for potheads. It's probably directed.
But here's
it's not the chip. It's I don't want the hand all in the dip. No.
Here's the other problem. Super Bowl party. Everybody's excited. You can't have Fritos there. Those things smell like bad BO.
You don't like the smell of anything that ends with Ito. You don't like Doritos. You don't like Fritos.
No,
you don't like Cheetos, probably. No.
Really?
It's that smell that he just hates.
I don't know what it is.
Then I guess I should feel honored because Mike actually got me a bag of Doritos in Vegas.
It's called being a nice person. It's not a big deal. I just say, hey, buddy, I know you talked about this flavor. Here you go. Enjoy. The Frito thing, disgusting.
You don't eat them?
No, hell no.
Absolutely. No flavor.
No. Wow. Absolutely not.
I think it's that corn chip that he just doesn't.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Doritos are great.
Okay, God bless. I mean, again, it's like you and this Prince thing. You like Prince? I think he sucks. And we move on. It's not North Korea.
You need Jesus.
Okay, then.
You guys sound like fun. Have you ever heard of a plate? Put the dip on a plate.
Stop. Now, look, we're not going to go up to the telestrator. But I want you to think about this, ding dong. What is the point of a dip if I have to take the dip out of the apparatus and put it on a flat plate, and now I'm not dipping, I'm scraping? That's why dips are stupid. Just serve food to people.
Okay, you know what? You just went PhD level with that.
No, it's not. I just don't understand.
I mean, I'm sitting there like, you know, you're right. You're right. You're no longer dipping, you're scraping.
If you call it a scrape, I'll still scrape. I'm scraping away, man.
Kenny, I know. All right, I could put queso on the street and you'd be out there.
Think about it. Welcome to Valeni's All Holds Barred Super Bowl party. Put that down, LOL.
That's no,
sit down.
No.
Sit down. Stop cheering.
No! I'm saying I'm a traditionalist. Super Bowl party, I have no problem. Look, we talked about it, the potato skins. What was the other one? The mini hot dogs, the num nuts. What do you call
them? Pigs in a blanket.
Yes, but it's just pizza, wings, food. So, things that people eat.
So back when young Mikey was coming up watching the Giants, what was the Big G party?
My parents would make pizza.
Really?
Okay. Yep. There was a place that made really good chicken wings in our hometown. So you'd order wings back before wings were now? I mean, Christ, I grew up, we didn't have a lot. Jesus, with wing prices now, no, we would have looked at a picture of a chicken wing. It was, my mom would make pizza. She'd make the pigs in a blanket homemade.
Split that wing with your sister, Mike.
Right, everybody gets a singular wing. No, it was pizza, wings, and then pickies. But not the dip stuff, I don't get it.
And no, there was no chips and dip.
Yeah, there was no crock pot. No crock pots.
So no Stromboli.
Stromboli would be a big one. Yeah. I got to see if I can get him to make some of that. He's still top of the charts with the Stromboli.
I just kind of assumed that you just took over where Big G left off and you just made it more extravagant.
No. Honestly, the Super Bowl has really lost its luster. Maybe it's died with the New York Giants. Maybe it's just where society's at. And now, the fact that the Lions have left all of us with a hangover after losing, the Super Bowl doesn't feel the same.
It's not a hangover, man. It's like you just left a strip club and you broke and you got nothing from it.
Kenny?
Pita chips can withstand 7-layer dip.
Sorry, Kenny.
That's unbelievable. Robert...
I think David regained his voice 2 hours ago.
No, not 2 hours ago. I think I just got it with that cough earlier. Wait, what about the pull-apart bread?
What'd I tell you?
What just happened here?
I coughed earlier on that last segment, and I got it back. I don't know.
Well, hold on. Did you pull a Kenny Cott?
No,
you
didn't
feel like working today?
Not at all.
Now you can talk?
I coughed and drank some water. I don't know. It's a miracle.
Mike, this is what happens. He's got to sing this Sunday. Jesus needs to hear him sing. Water to wine.
Okay.
David,
keep
it your voice
from
back.
Microphone, please.
Here's your voice back,
what
David.
What about the pull apart bread? Is that better than the chip for you? You talk about dip. There's bread. You know, the pull apart, you twist it, pull it apart, and dip that into the sauce instead of the chip.
No, still the same.
I don't know what we're doing.
Like garlic bread, you could, you know.
Yeah.
So Alex Bregman, David lost me there.
No, it is. I forgot. I think it's called monkey bread.
Monkey bread, yeah.
Yeah, and then anytime you have to, community dip is just nasty.
Look, Stromboli.
Okay, just plain and simple. It is,
because people are pigs.
Right.
And they're double or triple dipping.
Right.
And the
your
next
hand
thing you
is
know.
Touching everything. Like, I don't know. I'm not eating. Unless I see the dip come out. It's like being at a buffet. Unless I see it coming out, then I'll get some. If I get there and I'm like, I don't know how long, I can't trust this.
Fair point.
Yeah, that's Kenny, you walk in with that crock pot of dip, I'm getting it because nobody's touched it yet.
I'm just telling you, do yourself a favor. Kenny, you said your girlfriend is a great cook.
Absolutely.
She should totally be able, I could show you how to do Stromboli. Just make it. Handheld, easy, delicious, lovely. Nobody makes them. Back home, everybody makes them. Hey, Christ, you can order them. Pizza places make them. Out here, nobody makes them. They look at you like you got a banana hanging off your head.
Well, it's regional. It's crock pot.
Well, you know what I'm tired of is this state seems to be the only region that misses out on stuff everyone else has.
It's because we're our own country. We're surrounded by water.
Okay, congratulations.
Our own country.
A peninsula.
Country, peninsula, tomato, right. Tomato.
Bregman, I'll get to it later. We're out of time.
No, Bregman, George Brett.
I have something for you. I have something for you. Okay. Because I in the last 24 hours in the world of sports, I think somebody became maybe my biggest supervillain. More than Kyrie Irving. I want to know if anyone looks at this the way I do, that it hurts my ability to like the sport. We'll do this next.
Okay.
97.1. Couple of notes. Odyssey.com rewind. You missed anything. And we've kind of bopped around a little bit today. The Pistons trade news. I know it's not a headline thing. We've talked about it. Here's what you need to know. I'm not asking you to know who Dennis Schroeder is. And no, I'm not telling you to run to your television. But Dennis Schroeder will help this team. He will help this team because Jaden Ivey's dead. Because he can average 15, 16, 18 a night. He is a pro. Not a guy I would ever sign long term because he's a bit of a nutcase. But in the short term, I think he's going to be able to help you because this season is about to start to feel really, really long. It becomes a grind. And look, being attached to this Jimmy Butler deal the way you were, you're the benefactor of having a little bit of cap space and you can roster this guy and I think he can play a role. So nice, but it's nothing you can, you know, hey, 248, your favorite Schroeder memories. The other news of the day, let's just do a few minutes on it here again because I think it's important for people to hear it. Alex Bregman and his representative, Scott Boras, he is now, I think he's being obtuse, candidly, because if I'm Alex Bregman and I've played my whole career in Houston, yes, I want money, but you know what else I want to do? I want to win. Mm-hmm. Allegedly, according to these reports, he will not even talk to you for 4 or 5 years. It has to be minimum 6-year deal. He'd like 7. Rico and I are hand in hand on this one, walking down the aisle of F that. Mm-hmm. I will defend the Tigers and Scott Harris and Chris and whoever else. No, I don't want them signing Bregman to a 6 or 7 year deal. That's bad business. Bregman is a good player. I don't think he's a great player. Bregman has holes. Holes we have discussed on this show. His walk rate plummeting to a career low this year. His power will never approach what he did in 2019. Mm-hmm. He is pretty much now topped out as a 25 home run guy in Houston. If I take him out of Houston and I bring him here, there's no Crawford boxes out there, are there? Mm-mm. So, probably a 20 home run hitter. A guy who's 31. I'm willing to give you 5 years. I'll pay you full market value. Knowing the last year to deal, you're probably going to be ass. But I'm going to stand up for the team on a rare moment here. Because, yeah, as much as I want him to spend, it doesn't mean I want him to do dumb bleep. I think Bregman at 6 or 7 years would be really bad. Like, on a 7-year pack, I got to be honest, you're probably 50% of the deal will be good, 50% is going to be bad. That's a horrible investment. If I sign him to 5, I can make the case 4 of them will be fine enough. The 5th year, oops. But you're with me on this, guys. If you want someone to yell about signing him, go listen to Cookies. I'm way more neutral on Bregman. Would I like him? Yes. No way at 6 or 7 years. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No.
Oh, my God. The sun is out. What is happening?
And it's 5 o'clock almost.
My God. And David's voice came back. My God. Is this David saying God is real?
Is it back, David?
What is this?
It's back, but it hurts sometimes when I talk, so.
Bregman.
Thank you.
You're with me. We're just supplementing David's lack of ability to speak.
Yes. I would like a 4-year deal. 5, I think we'd be pushing it because I think you're going to get 3 good years out of him. Because what you don't want is a hobby situation because, and we talked about it earlier, Mike, if you sign him to a 7-year deal, what's going to happen is I think at least last 2 or 3 of those years are going to be bad. And then you're going to be like, you know what? We're not going to do long-term deals because look at Javi, look at Bregman. We're just going to stick to the kids. This is one where if he wants 7 years and just walk away and I'm okay. As a matter of fact, if I'm Scott Harris, I would even pick up the phone and tell Boris, we are withdrawing our name from the sweepstakes. Tigers are no longer interested. We're going to walk from this deal.
Let me ask you this question. And I know it's not how it works because the term seems to be a big thing for players versus money. I just wish we could get to a point where you could negotiate term down for higher AAV.
Yeah.
Like if, let's say, I want to use like round numbers, so forgive me. But let's say it was 6 at 150. I'll tell you what I'll do. Why don't we do, I pay you 35 a year for 4 years. Like, can we just,
four, what?
I pay you 10 million more a year.
4 at 140.
Yeah, like just, I wish you could just, because these deals, the way they're designed in baseball are so punitive that you end up with corpses. There's no other sport like it. The only comparative I would have would be the NHL. You're signing guys to 8-10 year deals.
Even in the NHL, though, they do. It's starting to become more popular to do exactly what you said is, all right, I'll give you, instead of 8, we'll do 5, but we'll give you more money.
That's it. Like, if Bregman were willing, like Rico's scenario, and guys, please don't be upset when I say this, but like, okay, fine, 4 at 160. Here's all the money. But I ain't paying you in year 5, 6, and 7. I will live within the construct of the shorter period of time. I'll pay you more, but I got to be able to get rid of you.
Right.
If you're Bregman, what do you care?
And here's the other thing that I don't like about this. The fact that he wants the longest deal he could possibly have screams to me that Bregman knows this is it. This is my final go around. This is my final bite at the apple. So I got to get as much money as I possibly can. If the player is already feeling that way, why would I want to sign you to a long-term deal? If you are indirectly telling me, yeah, this is it for me. I'm not going to sign another deal ever again in my life. I would rather a guy who says, I'm going to bet on myself. You want to know why? You're going to get productivity out of that guy.
No.
You're going to get a guy who wants to go out there and prove I am not washed up. That, to me, is a chance that I would take.
Now, to Rico's point, I want to back you on something. Because when you go, look, he's a good player, not a great player. Understand something. If I were getting Bregman from 2018 and 19, and this is a key part of this. Mind you, those are the, only 2 times he's made the All-Star team. But if I were getting Bregman from 2018 and 19, he was an 8 and 9 war player in those 2 years. Okay? Huge numbers. If you like OPS Plus, because we talk about it on this show, 152, 162. I mean, you are talking about, you're a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
But this was 6 years ago, Mike.
Right.
And if you look at, okay, so you want 6 more years to turn into what?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Ready? No, stay with me on this because I want both you and Rico. I'm backing him, but I think you're about to make the same point. Here's what Bregman has been if I take those 2 outliers. OPS Plus, 116, 125. 117, 113. Now the last 3 years, 134, 122, 118. You're already seeing
the decline.
A linear decline. Now let's go with war, just because that's another metric. People can do what they like. Outside of the 2 huge outlier years, 2, 4, 1-2-4-9-4-6-4-1. Now, if there's any decline in the next couple of years, this is a player that ends up, let's say he settles as a two-war player. That you're not that much of a difference maker.
There's decline in the next 2, 3, 4 years. You live with it, but by year 5 and 6, 7, that decline is going to be massive,
right?
If it continues as a trend.
And then, yeah, and to Kenny's point, I mean, again, the walk rate. I mean, this is a guy that in his career, 96, 119 walks, 90 walks, 92 walks, 44. Out of nowhere. Wanted to be more aggressive at the plate. Maybe you're right. Contract year, wanted to hit more homers. Well, it didn't work. He only hit one. Guys, I'll sign him. I'm happy to have him. I'm not doing 6 or 7 years. And if they do, I'm going to rip them. Because I think it's a bad idea. To Rico's point, love to have him at 4, willing to go 5. I pay a higher AAV. But there's anyone selling you that Bregman's a perfect player, I don't think they're being honest. And again, I like him. I love how we live in this world. If I go, hey, I like the guy, I don't love him. He's good, not great. Oh, Vlenny hates Bregman. No, I like Alex Bregman. I would take him. But check the Carfax. It's right here.
I don't think he is that big. He's a difference maker maybe of making the playoffs. He's not a difference maker of you get him and you're now a World Series contender.
And I'll be candid.
You get him and you're now going to be competing with the Dodgers.
At the start of the offseason, Rico, I'll be totally upfront. I had never expected he would require 6, 7 years. Mm-mm. I thought 4 or 5 you'd be okay. All right, good.
See, I thought he was probably doing like a Chapman type thing where, you know,
prove
what?
It.
Yeah.
Well, the dumb part is the Astros offered him 6 at 168 and he said no. Him and Pete Alonso may have. Now, we'll see. I'm telling you.
Well, Alonso got the 2-year extension?
Yeah, but the Mets offered him 6 at like 170 a year ago. Prove a deal, and he didn't prove it. This the Bregman thing reeks of the Blue Jays. That's what it feels like to me. All right, be curious. 97.1.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.